This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA. I'm sitting in Michael Holmes' studio, and I'm with Bill Vorndyk. Thank you for coming, Bill.
Oh, glad to be here.
Man, I appreciate it.
Hey.
I've been doing the research on you, you know. I had to go back and look at you. Even though I've known you like 25 years, man, I had to go back and refresh my memory about everything. And you're from the D.C. area originally, right?
Yeah, Northern Virginia.
And what year came to Nashville as a musician? Is it with a band, didn't you?
Well, I came as a songwriter, signed with Cedarwood in 69. That was before the interstate, so it took a long time to get here. But my dad would let me go pitch songs in New York when I was about 16.
Wow.
So I got to do, you know, all that, the meet and greets in New York and stuff. But a lot of people kept on saying, you know, you need to come to Nashville. But at that point, in Washington, you could get on the Metroliner in 4 or 5 hours, you'd be in New York.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, 15 minutes, you're in your hotel, where driving to Nashville, I think it was like 20, 24 hours or something.
So what year are you talking about then? What year was
69.
That?
69.
So that's the year you actually came to Nashville?
To Nashville, yeah.
So when you came, I know you went to Belmont, but was that
I went
something
to Belmont
that happened
later.
After?
Yes. Yeah.
How did you end up?
A gentleman by the name of Chet Atkins mentored me when I was 19.
Wow.
And would invite me to his shows in Washington, well, in the Washington, D.C. area. I was in a band, mm-hmm. prominent band up there. So he encouraged me to keep coming to Nashville, and when Belmont started their program, he's the one that told me about it and then signed my paperwork so I could go there.
So now, is he who made Cedarwood Music aware of you?
No. A guy by the name of Frank Grist that worked for RCA up there mm-hmm. kind of got all that going.
And that's how you met John Denny?
Yes. I woke up in John Denny's driveway.
I lived in John Denny's driveway in a Winnebago for a year and a half. You remember that? That's how we met.
Yeah.
I was coming out of that Winnebago, and you were coming out of his house, and he introduced us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love John Denny.
Yes.
So you went to Belmont, and that's where you started to – did you have that affinity for recording before you got to Nashville, or was that
something?
Well,
it was recording and production
mm-hmm.
is what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I mean, I was very fortunate to have some – you know, some songs out, but nothing that, you know, went top 10 or anything like that. And I wanted to help other people because even when I was in band in high school, if my band wasn't playing, I was out with a 2-track tape recorder recording my friends' bands and stuff.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You still have any of those tapes?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They're the best, ain't they?
Oh, yeah.
So when did you meet Marty Robbins?
Marty had opened up the studio there at the old Union Hall. And I was doing some demos there, and he walked in one day and said that he was looking for a chief engineer and if I would come over and meet with him the next afternoon. And I did. At that point, Scotty Moore was doing a lot of the sessions there, and a gentleman by the name of Al Gore, not the vice president, but a real nice guy. And he offered me the job to be his chief engineer, and I didn't even ask what it paid.
You just said, yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir.
Now, did you engineer for him live, too, or just in the studio?
No, just in the studio. So I worked on 3 albums with him, With Love, The Legend, and I worked on some of Everything You Wanted, Everything You Ever Want.
What were those years then? What period was that? How many
that
years were you with
70,
Marty?
79 till pretty much he passed away.
So he passed away. What happened then? What was your next move in the career?
Ken Laxton was an engineer over at CBS, and he had a production company. So I started doing a bunch of the engineering for his projects out in Berry Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And then doing some of my best memories are doing demos with Harlan Howard. Harlan called me to do his demos. And the demo singer was Keith Whitley one day.
Wow.
And, you know, it didn't get any better than that.
Oh, man, that's incredible.
Yeah.
So now all through this period, were you also – you were like combining as often as you could with the production side, or was this all pretty much just engineering?
Mainly just engineering. I did produce some stuff when I was at Marty's. People would call me to produce things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much where that started.